Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, good morning to all of you who have called in. We have a wonderful show for you this morning, and I hope you're getting all squared away for holiday seasoning that's going on. I'm Cecile, and I'm your host for Serving Up Diversity, and I have a wonderful guest here. Her name is Valerie Beloso, and she is the Chief Business Development and Strategy Officer for an organization called Axion. And we're going to be talking about how small businesses can become a part of Axion and how they can increase the business coming in. So, Valerie, welcome.
Thank you so much, Cecile. Good morning.
Good morning. And as you know, of course, and we're going to be sharing with all those who have called in, is Axion San Diego provides small businesses with microloans that range anywhere from $300 to $75,000, which can fund necessities to start a business, to stabilize growth, to help build good credit. And, you know I'm a business, and so this is, of course, of interest to me, too. But can you share with us the top tips on how to prepare to approach a lender if you're a startup or existing business owner?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. So really, when it comes to lending or seeking financing, the first question any lender is going to ask is, what does your credit look like? And so I think it's really important to take advantage of some free resources that are out there in case you know, any business owner or somebody looking to start a business hasn't checked their credit in some time, to really just buckle down and do it. For some people, it's very intimidating. They haven't seen it in some time, and they're not sure what's on there. But it is important to see what's being reported, and make sure that what's being reported is accurate. There are many, many mistakes on credit reports. So it's important to see what's being reported is accurate. And if not, you know, if you do this in advance of applying for a loan, it'll give you some time to really be able to fix some of those things that may need to come off. Or if you find that there are maybe bills that you weren't aware were on there, but you do realize they're yours, gives an opportunity to make either payment arrangement plans or actually pay off those debts if needed prior to applying for a loan. So a good website would be www.annualcreditreport.com, and that's a site that allows really any conscious consumer to go on and pull your credit report for free once a year, and it allows for a credit check from each of the three agencies, from Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and those are all available for free. It doesn't affect your credit negatively in any way. It's really just for information purposes.
So when they go into this website, are they looking to not only see what their credit looks like, but does this particular website help them change? Or, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. That's a really good question. You know, they continue to update it to provide additional information. So I'm not sure how many tips they give in terms of fixing your credit, but the reason why I recommend this site is because the credit report itself is very thorough. It has your account information. So if it's an account from maybe 5 years ago that you don't remember what your account number is even, it's on there. It has the creditor contact information. So if you see some, you know, again, this random account from years ago and you need to figure out what it is, if it's yours, if you need to take care of it, the contact information for the creditor is there. So you can easily reach out and reference the account number and find out, you know, what's going on there. And it has, again, very thorough information so that I think it gives you really all that you would need to inquire about things that are on your credit. And now if it turns out that there are, you know, the valid accounts on there that maybe are negative or derogatory and, you know, and they're maybe you don't know necessarily how to go about taking care of those things, there are other nonprofit organizations that that offer free credit counseling. You just look up nonprofit credit counseling agencies. Make sure it's a nonprofit. They provide the one-on-one assistance for free. And at Axion, what we do is we really value many of our nonprofit partners that offer this type of counseling. As you can imagine, there are many applications that we receive, credit, you know, checks that we review that don't meet our minimum criteria. And so we like to provide those applicants with the resources to help them with improving their credit.
And that makes a tremendous difference. And that, it sounds like, might take up some quite a bit of time for them so that they can work with, you know, the website in order to increase their credit score.
Sometimes, yeah, but sometimes it's not as bad as you might think, you know. I think it's the getting over the fear of just checking your credit report and, you know, and seeing what's on there. Many people are surprised that it's not as bad as they thought that it was. They just hadn't checked it in such a long time. But the process of actually getting the credit report on that website is relatively fast. And the one thing I will note is that, just, you know, to be transparent, that the report itself is free. As you mentioned, credit score. The credit score itself is not. So you'd have to pay maybe about $7 to $8 for each of the credit agencies, for each of the different reports, if you wanted a credit score. And, you know, that's anyone's prerogative if they want to do that. I think it gives a really, really rough idea of what their credit score is. But I think the most important thing, I don't, you know, think the credit score is as important as making sure that the content of what's being reported is accurate.
I understand that. And there's a variety of resources besides that online or other nonprofits that help small businesses owners with other tools?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Axion is obviously one of those organizations, right?
Sure.
So we do, our bread and butter is lending, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a bit in terms of the loan. But our approach is really, we provide a wraparound services. And so, you know, the main thing we do is provide access to capital, but we know that it's not enough to just do that. Here's your loan, good luck, you know. That's not enough. You know, we like to provide, we'll facilitate one-on-one business counseling by working with other nonprofit partners that offer free one-on-one business counseling. And so some of those agencies include the Small Business Development Center, the Women's Business Centers, and SCORE. And I mentioned those three specifically because they have centers all over the U.S. And so really are great resources for any entrepreneur at any stage of business who just is, you know, needing some guidance or has some questions, from the business development stage to the business plan development stage to the growth strategies and, you know, marketing strategies for a growing business. They help, you know, all the way through. And so we partner with them to make sure that all of the clients that we're working with on the lending side are getting exposure to that resource and having the opportunity to meet with a business counselor to help them really with their business plan and growth strategies. And then we also do, in general, we're just a hub for business resources. And so any entrepreneur calling in and saying, I'm not really in need of a loan right now, but I'm working on my business and I'm not sure where I should go to figure out what sort of licenses I need. It's a startup business and I'm not sure what sort of licenses I need. Or do you have I'm a new business, I don't have a big budget, but I need some help with making a contract, where can I get some assistance with that? And so we make it a point to know the different nonprofits and agencies, some of them are city programs and things like that, available in the regions where we operate so that we can refer our clients, or really potential clients, anyone that calls in, of those resources. And then the last thing I'll mention will be our events. So we do workshops and we do training events, larger business resource events, to really pull together many of these different resources and agencies and business experts, including obviously Axion representatives, at these events to have sort of a one-stop shop for business owners to come and learn about different aspects of business, the accounting side, the HR side, the marketing side, obviously the financing side, and then have the opportunity to network with those agencies and experts and also network with other business owners so that they can really get the tools that they need and the contacts that will help them take their business to the next level. And so that's sort of another facet of the offerings that Axion provides.
Yes, and I know because I've been involved with some of the programs and free workshops in the past.
Yeah.
And it seems that so many times what that small business is really looking for, not only clients, of course, but they're also looking at, what if I don't know a lot about how to market the business, and how about the QuickBooks, and so that they want to know all of those things. And what Axion does, as I well know, is that you really do provide opportunities for them to participate in the free workshops to really find out. And it seems like a lot of the time, premier kinds of areas that they want is QuickBooks, how do they really get through that and all. And I think that's wonderful. And various other skills when we look at social media marketing, and you provide help on that. And you said HR, and I know that's my area. What kind of things do they need to know ahead of time in order to be able to qualify not only through you, but to qualify to know what things they need to get done.
Yeah. And I think to add to that, what's great about an opportunity like this to be on the air and really share the resources we offer is that a lot of times what we find with entrepreneurs is that being in business sometimes can feel very isolating. Like you kind of have to figure it out all on your own, and many business owners don't know where to turn or who to turn to when they have questions, or may feel like they should have all the answers because they've been in business for some time, and if there's something they don't know, maybe they may not reach out because they feel like, wow, I should really know that, I've been in business for however many years. And so I just encourage, any business owners or anyone interested in going into business to reach out and seek out your local nonprofit organizations that offer the free business counseling, that offer the microloans like Axion does. There are organizations like ours all over the country to really build a support system. And and to really not go at it alone, that these are always they're always welcoming environments, and you know, sometimes there's even, you know, many aha moments of, well, I don't know, you know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, you know, and
sure.
So attending workshops and attending events that oftentimes are free or low cost, you know, is a great way to just hone in whatever skill sets or, you know, talent or trade that, you know, any business owner inherently has but may not necessarily know everything on the business side. And, you know, it takes time, you know, to
sure.
to know all of that. And so I would just encourage really listeners to reach out and not feel like they're going at it alone.
That's a great point, because sometimes, you know, and I know I do it too, we think that, well, we know all these things, or we often get them and say, but they're not going to want to help me or accept what I do, and a lot of that
mm-hmm.
takes time. And, you know,
yeah.
if you could give our listeners an example of a client you've served and how their business has grown because of Axion's help.
Yeah. Would it be helpful if I talk first about our loan program, and then since
Please
primarily
do.
The examples I have are about our lending clients? Okay.
That would
so,
be perfect.
Okay, great. So you mentioned Axion offers loans from $300 up to $75,000. So they're definitely
yeah.
small, and our average loan size hovers around $10,000. And so we do a lot of the small ones. And there really isn't a face to an Axion client. They run the gamut in terms of types of businesses. We have home-based businesses, online e-commerce businesses, mobile businesses. So you like food trucks, your daycares, your online e-commerce stores, your brick and mortar shops, so your restaurants and your hair salons and even your professionals, you know, startup accountants or attorneys who are really just kind of getting going and needing some help with, you know, launching their business is and contractors, you know, everything in between. We had an interesting client that we helped. I believe she's in her maybe 60s. She's retired and really wanted to go into business. And surprisingly enough, I say surprising because we don't see this often, she went into business as an electrician. So she went
oh.
and became certified and felt like, and the reason she decided to do this is because, you know, now that she was older and she lived alone, and she just found like it was difficult to find contractors or service providers that she could trust, you know, someone that she would trust to come to her
sure.
home when obviously she was alone, or that wouldn't take advantage of her because she was a woman and older for whatever reasons, right? Some, you know, sometimes you know, people may be taking advantage of or assumed to not know or whatever. And so she decided to go into business, and she started her her business is Miss Sparky electrical, you know, work. I can't remember the last part of her name, but she became a contractor. She came to Axion to really help get her business going. It was a small loan. I would say it was about less than $10,000 to get some of the tools and that she needed, the marketing that she needed to get out there, and she's just done phenomenal. I mean, she built a strong web presence, and really built up a great reputation of being honest and reliable, and obviously clean. She,
mm-hmm.
you know, and has really carved out a niche, and I think that's a really good lesson learned from her is the importance of knowing your target market, understanding their needs and their hopes and their fears, and tailoring your business to really serve that market. And she does a really great job of doing that. She was able to successfully pay off her loan, and her business continues to grow. And so she's definitely one of our success stories. And that was, you know, from a small loan. And it's not only, you know, the loans themselves are very flexible. They're accessible. And the whole premise of why we exist is, and why microlenders as nonprofit organizations exist, is to be able to support the business owners and the entrepreneurs looking to get into business who don't qualify for traditional bank financing. And there are so many reasons for that, right? So being a startup is one. I mean, there's definitely high risk with just being new in business. Banks don't want to take that risk. They want to see that you're going to be successful and make enough money to pay them back. And also there are certain industries that banks don't like to touch. And so, you know, it depends on the bank, but some of them could be construction. Some can be restaurants. I mean, restaurants inherently have a high failure rate. And so many traditional lenders don't, you know, shy away from those. And or it could be due to credit. You know, their past credit challenges, having had a bankruptcy, you know, a few years back is a big no-no when it comes to banks, or maybe, you know, having had a foreclosure or short sale, you know, 3 years ago or whatnot, you know, things like that, or maybe having no credit. Let's say you're, you know, new to the country or you're young coming out of college, or maybe you're in college and don't have any credit established. You know, that's a challenge, you know. Banks are really particular. They want high credit. They want you to show you've built your credit and it's established for some time now and that you have enough income coming in to offset the debt that you have. And there are a lot of parameters, right, to fit in that box. And so it's hard. And that's why we exist. We exist to find, you know, we find a way to say yes. And, you know, there are some, obviously, limitations. I mentioned credit is the first thing to kind of help you prepare because, generally speaking, we do want to see that people are current with their credit when they apply for a loan. You know, we want to see that, you know, if someone's applying for a loan and they're 30, 60, whatever, 90 days past due on some debt, you know, it's very obvious that there's not enough income to pay their current obligations, let alone a new loan payment with Acción, right? So that would be a reason for denial. And so credit's the one first thing we look for, just to make sure that they're current or on a payment plan and really committed to working on clearing up their credit. We want to make sure that our clients are getting prepared for that, you know, ultimate opportunity for bank financing. And the other quick things I'll mention is we want to see that there's enough income to make the monthly payment, right? So we don't want to put somebody in a position where they, you know, this loan is the straw that breaks the camel's back, you know, to really we want to make sure that this loan is going to help really be a tool to help them with their business and that they can comfortably afford this loan payment on top of their other monthly bills. And so we'll work that out. And sometimes we counteroffer, and instead of approving the maximum amount, we might approve something less that will cover the minimum expenses that, you know, that the client's applying for, but may not be the ideal amount. And so we work it out to make sure it's still enough, right? We don't want to underfund anybody. You know, a lot of businesses go out of business because they don't have enough money. So we want to make sure they have enough, but that they can afford it. And so for startup businesses, this could be challenging, right? Some people quit their jobs to start their business, and that's difficult for a lender to show that there isn't a consistent fixed monthly income to pay your personal bills, let alone the loan payment. So we're going to want to see either a job on the side or someone in the household who works, a spouse or a family member who could sign on the loan, and we can use their income into the equation. And, you know, and so those are the two most important things, credit, capacity to make the payments. And then the third C I'll mention, because I just inherently for micro lending is important, is character. And that's intangible, right? It's
right,
what is it about you that is going to make this business work and is going to make us feel comfortable that you're going to repay us? And that's that sense of identifying somebody's work ethic, their integrity in terms of, you know, just how how their repayment has been in the past or what their business practices are. It gives us that gut feeling that this is someone that, you know, when times get tough, is going to figure out a way to make things work, or is going to be proactive to reach out to us to work out some sort of plan so that they don't fall behind on their payments. And we're, you know, really flexible in helping them out with that. But we want to see good character, someone with experience in the field that they're going into, or, you know, this great talent or skill that we want to really help them grow that business.
Right, and that's so wonderful. One of the things before, we're almost at the end, but one of the things I'd like you to do is give them, if you will, your email address or Axiom's email address in case they would like to contact you.
Yeah, so I will say that I'm representing Axiom that's headquartered in San Diego. So Axiom, there's an Axiom U.S. network that basically comprises of four different member offices. So our office here, headquartered in San Diego, we serve San Diego and Imperial counties. And next month we'll be expanding to Riverside and San Bernardino counties as well. But we do have Axiom offices in Chicago, in New Mexico that covers four or five different states, and in New York. And our New York office covers, they have an online application. So anywhere where there is not an Axiom on the ground, their online application is available. So if you're in Montana or if you're in Northern California or somewhere where there isn't a physical office, the Axiom East organization would be able to support them. But for our contact information here in San Diego is www.axionsandiego.org. And our phone number is 619-795-7250. And if I could add one more website, and this is just for general information for Axiom throughout the country, would be us.axion.org. And our San Diego information would be there as well if you're located in our
Fantastic.
Area.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank
and
you,
for those
Cecile.
Of you, of course, who are listening, please feel free to contact us through San Diego or some of the other areas. And our leading lady next week is going to be Lena Holman, and she's a branch office supervisor at Transamerica Financial Advisors, Inc., and her topic is going to be finding the freedom to serve and profit in a regulated business world. So please feel free to call in next week, and you'll listen to Lena. So everyone, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll see you again next month. Thank you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.